There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. Gary Collins back with us. Was raised in the high desert at the basin of the Sierra Nevada mountain range in a very rural part of California. He now lives in a remote area off the grid in northeast Washington state. He has a diverse background that includes military intelligence, being a federal government special agent, entrepreneur, author, and college professor. He's been involved in organized sports, nutrition, fitness for almost 4 decades. He's an active follower and teacher of simplicity of life, to include the self-reliance, survivalist, off-the-grid lifestyle. Gary, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on again, George.
I'm looking forward to this. And when you say living off the grid, what exactly does that mean?
Well, there's many different meanings out there. I just look at it as simply not being attached to public utilities. So you're your own power company, sewage company, water company, power company. That's how I look at it. Some people take it as you don't use internet, you don't have a cell phone, all that. To me, that's not how I define it.
You've got a pretty intense government background. Tell me a little bit about that and how you got interested in living off the grid.
Well, like you said, I grew up very rural. I grew up in a town of like 1,800 people. I lived outside of that town in smaller places that had less than 100 people. So I grew up in the sticks is the best way to put it. And with the government traveling around the world and dealing with criminals, to include supervisors and bosses, I guess. Kidding. maybe not. But just the stress of the job and everything, I wanted to get back to the life that I grew up with. You know, growing up, you think, oh, this stinks. I can't believe my parents stuck me out in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing to do. And then you get older and you go, oh, wow, that was a great life. It was very quiet, easy, simple. And I wanted to get back to that. So I hatched my plan over a decade ago and decided I was going to give a stab at living off the grid and have a remote piece of land and just went about it, put it together and did it.
Now, of course, you try to help people do the same. Not everybody can pick up and move and live off the grid. What happens to those folks, Gary, during some kind of catastrophe that could occur? Whatever it may be.
And that's a tough one because I get asked that all the time. You know, well, I always hear, well, I can't do that. Well, the funny thing is, because I'm single, they go, oh, you're single. You don't have any responsibilities I have. Well, I go, well, most people living off the grid or living remotely are families. It's not single people. It's actually married people with kids, pets, the whole bit. But people in the city, it's a tough one. If you can't do it and you can't get away, if you're in the city, you're just going to have to figure out, you know, how to have enough supplies, have a backup generator, you know, have some clean water, and figure out how you can hunker down. If you're in a city, you're trapped. I mean, there's no better other way to put it. Unless you can get out, which we see, you know, a lot of times when a natural disaster hits, you know, the freeways are jammed up. People can't get out. All the hotels are filled. So it's a tough one.
Well, it is a tough one, and it's a sad one, too, because I think it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when something's going to happen. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. You know, natural disasters happen almost yearly. You know, growing up, even in California, the forest fires we get, well, I don't live there anymore, but they're getting worse and worse. The biggest one was last year that they had ever had. And what are you going to do about it? It's, you know, I kind of call it, it's one of the side effects of putting a lot of people in one area, right? You put a bunch of people in one area, you have very few ways out, and you have a natural disaster. Well, it's not going to go very well.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Jesse Ventura lives off the grid in Mexico sometimes.
Yeah, is he in Arizona as well, I believe. I don't think he lives off the grid in Arizona. I can't remember.
I mean, what in terms of living off the grid, I mean, do you have like solar panels or something? Or, I mean, no electricity at all?
No, people are surprised when they see my house. When you get inside, you can't even tell it's off the grid. The technology has advanced so far that I have normal appliances. I have hot water. I have a washer dryer. Now, I gave up things like a dishwasher, but I don't really care about a dishwasher. I don't have a microwave, but I don't use a microwave anyway. But I have all the standard, you know, things a normal house would have. I run it all off the solar system right now. The last 2 years I've been trying to get a turbine system, you know, wind system in. I just haven't had time. But I plan to run wind and solar. But so far, I run the whole thing off solar.
And it works.
Yeah. Even on cloudy days, there's ways you can change the charge controller and the settings. So you get more of a charge, a quicker charge. And, you know, I put it at the high setting where it's supposed to be at and for cloudy days. And usually I'm in a surplus even on cloudy days. I can, you know, I can't run my washer and dryer and stuff all day, but for the most part, I run all my lights, TV, all that good stuff, computer.
Interesting. And I mean, is it fun or is it work?
In the beginning, it is work. That's why I explain the book. When you had me on last time, I think I'd written Going Off the Grid, and Living Off the Grid is kind of the follow-up, and I've written some other.
And also the Simple Life, also, I think you wrote.
Yeah, the Simple Life series, which gives you the whole, I'm trying to create a whole path for people to kind of declutter their lives and simplify. But yeah, in the beginning, it's very difficult because you have to set your system up. You know, you got to put in all your infrastructure. But once you get it done, you know, the most surprising thing people find is you have so much more free time because you don't have the typical everyday noise going on in general life. You have less distractions. You know, I wake up, my office is in my house. I go straight to my office. I work, you know, and I work until I'm done, and I don't have to fight traffic. you know, I don't have, you know, go out and eat or delivery. You're self-contained is what happens. So you end up with many more hours in the day than you usually would have in the typical American life.
That's true too. Now, if you had children and a family, would it be difficult for you?
I don't think so. I don't think much would change. And I know families who live off the grid. They seem to have a great time. The only thing that would change would be, you know, obviously if they're into, extracurricular events, sporting events and all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, you live a little further away. So you're going to have to drive them into town so they can go to practices and all that good stuff. But I don't think it would be any different than someone living in the city fighting traffic to take them to those events anyway.
Now, what about people who like to live in RVs and drive all over the country? What's life like for them?
Well, it's interesting. I've been living in my RV for almost 7 years now. So when I first transitioned, I sold my house, downsized, and then eventually moved into my RV. I still live in my RV half the year. So I'm up the top of the mountains and I'm up closer to Canada on the Idaho border. So when it snows, it snows. So I get out. I leave. It's kind of dangerous on my property too. Trying to get in and out, I'd have to snowmobile in and out probably for a mile and park my truck down at the very bottom. I'm all, life's too short. I don't want to deal with that. So I live in my RV and, you know, people really, really enjoy it. I've met hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of RVers over the years, and it's just a totally different lifestyle. And you just get up and go. You know, if you're sick of a place, you back the truck up, you hook up, or, you know, if you got your Class A, B, or C, you just take off, and you go to your next destination.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Now, do you work? I mean, you don't have that conventional kind of job, which would restrict you from doing this, right?
Not now. When I first started, I did have side jobs. College professor, though, now with remote, I was teaching classes online. You know, I did other things to support myself, but now I'm a full-time author. I developed my business over the years to where, and it's always, I've always run it remotely. I've run my business remotely for probably 6 years now. And so, yeah, I built everything so I could live this lifestyle. So I made sure that, you know, as an entrepreneur and what I was doing, I had the ability to live this lifestyle. That's a tough transition for people too. But I know people who live off the grid that go to work every day. They go into town, they make the drive, but they live off the grid.
Was this difficult for you in the beginning?
Yeah, because there's no roadmap. And that's one thing I talk about a lot is this is your adventure, not my adventure. So I can give you the basic outline of what I went through and the typical things you'll experience and have to deal with. But it's different for everyone. So when you meet people who live off-grid, we all get together and we start talking about how we do it. And everyone does it differently. So you have to figure it out, and that's the part of being more self-reliant, more personal responsibility for yourself. You have to figure it out. No one's going to hold your hand and tell you how to do it. It's like, okay, you know, like me, I had to put a gate in a mile away from my house. I bought 20 more acres, and I had to put a gate in. I had to backpack, you know, bags of concrete back and forth. There was no easy solution. There was no way for me to get them there besides hand haul them. I had to figure out a system to get them there and then mix my concrete, get the water there, and do it, put the gate in. You know, it's stuff like that that people don't think about, that you have to figure out a solution. No one's going to drive it. You know, no one's going to deliver that gate and concrete there for you.
No. What did you end up, Gary, missing the most when you started living off the grid?
Not much. I don't know. I honestly, I love my life. I don't miss anything. I'll be honest. There's really not much I miss. You know, if I want to go into the city, you know, Spokane's 45 minutes away. I'm in Spokane right now. I'm in a hotel doing this interview because obviously I don't have a landline.
Right.
I don't know. To me, my life is very normal. To other people, they're fascinated by it. And that's what shocks me probably the most, is how people look the way I live, and they're all, how do you do that? And I go, what? Same way you do. I still wake up in the morning. I still work. I still do the same things. I just have more freedom. And that's why I did it.
Now, assuming an asteroid doesn't come and blast us all and obliterate you, but if it hit someplace else and took down the power for a long time and stuff, you'd be okay, wouldn't you?
Yeah, actually, where I'm at, we've had some pretty bad storms over the last couple of years that downed a lot of trees and took the power out. And I didn't know. I was looking out my front windows. I have a lake down below me that's probably 4 or 5 miles away, but I can see it. I'm above on the mountain. I can see into the lake. And I remember looking out and I go, there's no lights. And I didn't know until I went into town and everyone's all, oh, yeah, the power was out for, you know, 13, 14 hours. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. Because all my stuff just runs. You know, it runs exactly how it did before.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.